Krishna Book, Canto 4, Vrindavan Pauganda, Chapter 22, Scene 3, Tree Meditation. Taking shelter of the shade of the trees, Krishna became very happy. And while walking, Krishna began to address the inhabitants of Vrindavan. My dear Stoka Krishna, my dear Varutapa, my dear Bhadrasena, my dear Sudama, my dear Subala, my dear Arjuna, my dear Vishal, and my dear Rishabha. Just look at these most fortunate trees of Vrindavan. They have dedicated their lives to the welfare of others. Individually, they are tolerating all kinds of natural disturbances, such as hurricanes, torrents of rain, scorching heat, and the piercing cold. But they are very careful to relieve our fatigues and give us shelter. My dear friends, I think these trees are glorified in this birth. They are so careful to give shelter to others that they are like noble, highly elevated, charitable men who never deny charity to one who approaches them. No one is denied shelter by these trees, for they supply various kinds of facilities to human society, such as their leaves, flowers, fruit, shade, roots, bark, flavor extracts, and fuel. They are the perfect example of noble life. They are like a noble person who has sacrificed everything possible, the body, mind, activities, intelligence, and words. They sacrifice everything in the welfare of all living entities. And thus, the Supreme Personality of Godhead walked along the bank of the Yamuna, touching the leaves of the trees, their fruits, flowers, and twigs, and praising their glorious welfare activities. Different people may accept certain welfare activities to be beneficial for human society according to their own views. But the welfare activity that can be rendered to people in general for eternal benefit is the spreading of the Krishna consciousness movement. Everyone should be prepared to propagate this movement. As instructed by Lord Chaitanya, one should be humbler than the grass on the ground and more tolerant than the tree. The tolerance of trees is explained by Lord Krishna himself. And those who are engaged in preaching Krishna consciousness should learn lessons from the teachings of Lord Krishna and Lord Chaitanya through their direct disciplic succession. And while passing through the forest of Vrindavan, on the bank of the Yamuna, Krishna sat down at a beautiful spot and allowed the cows to drink the cold and transparent water of the Yamuna. And being fatigued, the cowherder boys, as well as Krishna and Balaram, also drank. After seeing the young gopis taking bath in the Yamuna, Krishna passed the rest of the morning with the cowherder boys. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All glories to Krishna Book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.